Living in a time where things are constantly changing. What was is no longer, and what is gradually changing. Daily we are learning to adapt to some type of change. Yet in the midst of these changes, we do have a constant, and that's Christ Jesus our Lord. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Today I'm going to speak to you about adapting to changes. To adapt is to adjust. To adapt is to make suitable or fit, as for a new use or condition. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8 tells us that we live in an ever-changing environment and that we must learn to adapt to changing times, or we will go through life missing its finest moments. It reads, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. In an ever-changing world, God is our only constant." Genesis 8:22, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Seasons of sowing and seasons of harvest are inescapable. Yet it is the season of sowing that most people have problems adjusting to. Waiting for the fruit of your harvest to spring forth is not always easy, especially when years have passed by. I call these periods winter seasons. Parenthetically speaking, winter is the season between autumn and spring. It is the time between the months of change and the months of rebirth. Winter is that period of inactivity. The winter season occurs when the earth is tilted at an angle, and this causes the earth to directly face the sun as the earth moves through its orbit. Winter occurs when one part of the earth is furthest away from the sun. Nights are longer and days are shorter. Spiritually speaking, our nights are longer and our days are shorter when we are furthest from the sun, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You might be going through a winter season right now, that period of inactivity. Life has suddenly come to a shrieking halt. Job has changed. Relationships have changed. Health has failed. You've had the loss of a loved one. Winter seasons can cause you to abandon all hope of ever enjoying life again. The winter season of life can make you feel depressed, alone, overlooked, spiritually on hold, and even unproductive. Nevertheless, winter is how you perceive it. It can be a time of inactivity and decay, or it can be a time of preparation. Your perspective is what makes the difference. If this is your winter season, I have come to give you hope. But if this is not your winter season, still take note. Your winter season is coming. Because God promises us in Genesis that as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter. Today, I come to tell you that there is a remedy for the winter blues of your life. You don't have to stop living just because it's your season of winter. We all must go through our dark days of life, but it is during our winter season that we develop the muscles of durability and strength. During our winter season of life, we will either be propelled on to our next level of life, or we will stay on the same level. It all depends on how we adjust to our winter season. In the natural, our Lord provides for animals that are unable to bear the harshness of the winter months by building within them the capacity to modify their lifestyles. Using their methods of adaptation, I will share with you four very valuable lessons God gives for adapting to change. The first method is migration. Migration is a method certain birds and butterflies uses in coping with the winter months. They fly to a warmer climate, and when the season changes, they come back home. We too can migrate during the winter time. No, we don't take wings and fly away from our problems. Instead, we migrate by changing our way of thinking. We transform our thoughts. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed with this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We migrate from our winter days by changing our mindset. What thoughts are you rehearsing day in and day out to yourself? What script are you reading from? Are you saying what God says concerning you? Or are you quoting what the world says? We live by the fruit of our lips, and as we think, so are we. The Apostle Paul said it best in Philippians 2:5, "Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus." God wants us to change the way we think about ourselves. God wants us to see ourselves like He sees us. Daily meditation on the Word of God will transform your mindset. We migrate from the winter season of our minds by changing the way we think. What words are you feeding your spirit? Are they words of life or words of death? The second method is hibernation. Hibernation is another way some animals adjust. Some animals go into a reduced metabolic state during the winter months. They sleep until the warm weather returns. God's children can sleep until the warm weather returns too. We sleep by resting in Jesus. 1 Peter 1:13. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Trust in God. Know that God is for you. Believe that His grace is sufficient. Know beyond a shadow of a doubt He has your best interests at heart. Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. We must trust God in order to enjoy the rest that He has promised. Trust and rest is the path that we take to having peace of mind. The third method is stowing. Some animals store food for the winter and live on it instead of hibernating. We can survive our winter season by storing the Word of God in our heart. Psalms 119:11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Psalms 34:8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in Him. Psalms 119:105. God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Abiding in God's word keeps you from falling. The children of Israel were sustained in the wilderness for 40 years because they lived off the manna that God provided. Transitioning can be rough, but you can make it. God will sustain you. Get His word in your heart and meditate on it both day and night, and then you shall prosper and have good success. Jesus is that bread of life. He will sustain you. We must eat, believe, and store the word of God in our hearts daily. The fourth and final method for adapting to winter is resistance. Resistance is observed when an animal endures the winter, but changes their outer look, such as their color. To resist something is to fight against it, to confront it, to refuse acceptance. You too can endure this season by changing your outer look. We cannot change the color of our skin, but we can change our out of look, meaning how we look out from within at a thing. We change our outer look by changing our perception. We change the way we see life. We resist adamantly what is contrary to God's best for us. Philippians 4:5-9. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. We must stand strong against the wiles of Satan. When you know who you are and whose you are, you don't succumb to the wiles of Satan, because you know that Christ in you is greater than the whole world against you. Winter is the season to slow down, the time to invest in quiet reverence. And when the season ends, you will be wiser, deeper, and stronger. Winter strengthens our faith in God. Animals and plants that endure great winters always come forth stronger and better than before. Winter is the season that calls you to walk by faith, because you must live by faith. Amen. Be blessed.